Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Tracy Lamar McGrady Jr. Tracy McGrady, born May 24th, 1979, Bartow, Florida. 6'8", 210 pounds. Went to Auburndale High School in Auburndale, Florida, and then went to Mount Zion Christian Academy in Durham, North Carolina. He was, in 1997, he was the first round draft pick, ninth overall. He was selected by the Toronto Raptors. And he played from 1997 to 2013. He was a shooting guard, a small forward. So from 97 to 2000, he played for the Raptors, then the Houston Rockets, then the New York Knicks, the Detroit Pistons, the Atlanta Hawks, and then he came back a little bit later and played for the San Antonio Spurs. Seven-time NBA All-Star, two-time All-NBA First Team, three-time All-NBA Second Team, two-time All-NBA Third Team, a two-time NBA Scoring Champion, NBA Most Improved Player, CBA All-Star, Mr. Basketball USA back in 97, a McDonald's All-American in 1997. He was really an unknown coming out of Florida, but he made a name for himself because of this strong performance at an Adidas ABCD camp, and it helped him recognize his true talent. He later said this. He said, "Nobody had a clue who Tracy McGrady was. Sonny Vaccaro gave me the platform, and I played against the best players in the world at the time. I left that camp the number one player in the nation. 175 to number one." And so behind that leadership, Mount Zion emerged as the number two ranked team in the country, and McGrady was named an McDonald's All-American, National Player of the Year by USA Today, and North Carolina's Mr. Basketball. He considered playing college basketball at the University of Kentucky, but ultimately he just entered the NBA draft. And he looked like he was going to be a great lottery pick, and he was. And when he was first drafted, he went to the Toronto Raptors. He was getting little playing time, and he described that rookie year as hell under head coach Daryl Walker. He got so lonely in Toronto that he would sleep for up to 20 hours a day. Later in that season, Walker is resigned, and McGrady began playing more under new coach Butch Carter, who agreed to increase his minutes on the condition that McGrady would improve his work ethic. And so he had ups and downs. Later, his distant cousin Vince Carter was drafted and picked by the Raptors, and they were inseparable. Well, McGrady's story makes me think of somebody from the Bible, David the Shepherd Boy. And the reason I say that is because if you didn't know this story, back in 1 Samuel chapter 16, David is just, like I said, a shepherd boy, and he's last in the line of a lot of brothers, the sons of Jesse. And so Saul is king of Israel, and Saul is not doing what God had called any king of Israel to do. And so God's rejecting him. And so he wants Samuel to go and pick the next king of Israel. And he goes to Bethlehem, and he approaches Jesse, and Jesse lines up his sons. He has these sons that are soldiers, and he says, "I am here, and I want to see your sons." And so he looks, and the first one that shows up is a guy named Eliab. And right away, Samuel says, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And then you have Abinadab, and he isn't received. Shammah, and he goes son after son after son after son. And then finally he says to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these. Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "Oh, there remains yet the youngest. But behold, he's keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And so they go and get him, and then that's the one. And this story of Tracy McGrady, who shows up at a camp, 175 in his mind, player, and Vaccaro sees something in him. He gives him an opportunity. And ultimately, McGrady rises to the occasion and becomes ultimately a player that ends up in the Hall of Fame for basketball. That's pretty amazing. So let me ask you today, as you do life, are you feeling like you're forgotten? Are you feeling like you're a person that has some gifts, but nobody ever seems to recognize it? I want you to know that God sees that. And behind the scenes, what you're working on sometimes doesn't seem worthwhile. Nobody else is noticing, but I want to say God sees. He knows. And if you are to be in a place of prominence, he will raise you up. But don't worry about that. You just be faithful where you're at. This young man shows up at a basketball camp, and he's given an opportunity, and all the things that he practiced, all the skills that he worked on, ultimately come together, and he ultimately makes it into the NBA. So whatever thing you're doing, hopefully it's something good. Do it well. Work hard. And God sees. And I just want to encourage you that as you follow him, as you seek his face, he'll take care of the rest. The stuff behind the scenes, don't worry about that. That's his business. You do what you need to do, and ultimately he'll take care of the rest.